Stuff. George Michael, Too Funky here on Time Travel. I think that's from around 94, 95 or something. I remember dancing that and making out back in my salad days. Guy was messed up. I guess he had a heroin addiction, just like Prince. I guess if you're super talented. I mean, Prince, super talented. George Michael, he's a pretty face. And he was a good dancer. And he was talented, great writer. It left us with some good songs, but also addicted to the H, apparently. This just in, Carrie Fisher's mother, Debbie Reynolds, rushed to the hospital, suspected stroke. What the hell's going on? She's 84, so that's pretty good. 84 is a pretty good run, but you know who doesn't say that is the person who just turned 84. They'd be like, no, 85's a good run. 86 a good run, 7, 8, 9. My grandmother's 90, she's still kicking. My great uncle's 94, he's still going. Want them to live forever, they're awesome. But unfortunately, people go. As far as I know, they go. That's the great mystery. Where do they go? Is George Michael singing in the sky with the lady from the Crystals and Prince and Jimi Hendrix and some superstar band? Do you still age in the afterlife? Is there an afterlife? Where do we go next? These are the questions Time Travel offers to you today at 6:05 in the evening on December 28th, 2016. I'm exhausted. I don't have any time to think. I got to work tomorrow. Let me see. What should we play next? I had something lined up. Yeah, we could play some more Bowie. We could play some Eagles. At least I was hoping we could until I got on this crappy site. Apparently, Debbie Reynolds has been rushed for a stroke, and apparently my Google search had a stroke, too, during the last song as I looked at the stupid article. So sick of this crap. It's like staring at a microwave and yelling, "Hurry! Hurry!" We're so spoiled nowadays in 2016. Oh, my search engine isn't working. Lordy me, who cares? Just play another song, jackass. Yeah, I can play Prince, but I like that George Michael one. We'll do another. I want to do Freedom 90, which was by request as well. But in that one, there's like George has all these hot models around him, like he's a ladies' man. He's not, you know, he's with all these guys. He was a guy's guy. But he made it seem like he was all this, like, sex symbol, sexy thing. And meanwhile, he's just hanging out with the models, so he can grab the boyfriends. I don't know. Anyway, well, let's do another George Michael. Why not? Guy's dead. Might as well pay tribute to him. Might as well. Time travel here. We hit to 7. I like this one. This one's good. There we go, Freedom 90. A little more George Michael for you. Didn't mean to trick you there with some more Too Funky.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the reading up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if it-
Travel. All right. George Michael died, of course, and another George died this year. The fifth Beatle, George Martin. He produced an album called In My Life, which was hit and miss. And this is one of the oddest songs on the collection. It's Sir Sean Connery with an arrangement by George Martin to In My Life here on Time Travel, saying goodbye to some artists that left in 2016, plus also playing a little Elvis along the way.
There are places I'll remember all my life. though some have changed. Some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead, and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. Friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before. Often stop and think about them. In my life, I'll love you more. In my life, I'll love you more.
What is Auld Lang Syne? Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot in days of Auld Lang Syne? Let's start it over. I'm going to take it from the top. Here we go. Here we go. That's the intro right there. Here we go. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of Auld Lang Syne? in Auld Lang Syne, my dear. In Auld Lang Syne. We've wandered mony weary foot sin Auld Lang Syne. If he sported some burns from morning and sun until he dines, it's Auld Lang Syne. Everybody's drunk by the time you're singing this anyway. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. It's from a Scots poem. Everybody know why we sing this? Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians performed this on New Year's Eve for decades until his death in 1977. Thanks for popularizing that, everyone. It's played in Times Square every year as the ball drops. My balls have been dropping for years, too. In Auld Lang Syne, my dear. In Auld Lang Syne. Wow. It's good. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. We're doing Elvis and we're doing some songs from people who passed away in 2016. It's still early. We still got a couple more days left. Plenty of time to die, people. Come on, Debbie Reynolds. Come on, Debbie. In the final stretch, I think we'll get at least one or two more big ones before the end. Not a huge one, but a big one, like a Jim Carrey or something like that. It's not a Robin Williams, like a Jim Carrey, like a Anthony Michael Hall and not like a Mike Myers, something like that. Wouldn't it be nice to pick which celebrities would die next? Like the Kardashians, maybe a Kardashian, maybe Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn, whatever. Both of them, I think, should be dead by the end of the year. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be a great world if you could pick that? I'd call it Chris World. Westworld was on this year. That was good. That was a nice part of 2016. My 2016 wasn't that bad, to tell you the truth. Everybody's bitching and complaining. They do every year. 2016, boo. And 2015, boo. 2014, boo. Shut up. Just live life and stop bothering the rest of us. For God's sake, I'm trying to do a radio show with music and bring joy in people's lives. Work was so tough today. Boo. Boo. Shut up. God. That's what I want for 2015, 2017. Shut up. That's what I want. It's people to shut the hell up. If people shut the hell up, I wouldn't have anything to do here. I'd just be like, I'm doing the Lord's work here every Wednesday from 5 to 7. I'm trying to keep you happy because nobody else will. Parents disappoint you, friends, relatives. It's all a series of disappointments. But at least we made it to the end. We've lived longer than Carrie Fisher and Prince and others. Well, we've lived past them. I haven't lived past the age. I did that like when I was 21. I'm like, well, Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein at 18. I'm an ass. I'm just drinking here at UMass and fiddling with my ding dong. I have nothing to offer you at the end of the year. I wish I had words of wisdom for you all, but I don't. I just don't. I can tell you sometimes it's better than others. That's what I can offer you. Some days are better than others. That's the best I can do. Let's see. What was this? There's a New Year's Eve show from 4 years ago. What did I play? I played, the saddest song I got, the one that got away, Stop Loving Today. Boy, that was a sad year for me, 2012. Oh, my God. What was this, 20... This the Beastie Boys and Beasties and the Beatles. Wow, Billy Joel. Times are changing. Things like that. Oh, well. It's Elvis. And it's people who died. I want to play some Prince, I think. Prince makes me happy. It made me sad that he did some H and died. And it looks like George Michael did the same. Let's play this new one from him. It's an old new one. It's Moonbeam Levels here on Time Travel. Maybe not. Maybe we'll just listen to Miami Vice. Why not? Was terrific. That was Miami Vice. Shows that died, like in 1986 or 85, whatever. Elvis, Save Me. Well, apparently that doesn't work. Let's try this one. Elvis, Save Me. There we go. Yeah.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Fever, Las Vegas, with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing all those hopes down the drain. Fever, Las Vegas, turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. If it costs me my very last dime, if I wind up broke, oh well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. So, Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Thanks, Elvis. Bring in the new year with some Elvis. Why not? He's always the king. He's dead, but he's the king. It's great. His prince. Kind of Elvis, but black.
You had, baby, what you got?
That's nice. I forgot about that little tinkling of the piano at the end of Free there from 1999 from Prince from 1982. Oh my God, that was a long time ago. Here's David Bowie, Valentine's Day. I'm going to leave you with a couple here from Queen, I think. It seems like Freddie Mercury sang with both David Bowie and George Michael. Well, he never got to sing with George Michael, I don't think. But Queen was with George Michael, and they did a Queen song, Somebody to Love, and also Under Pressure, David Bowie and Queen. I'm going to do that right after I do this, because this is pretty awesome. This has nothing to do with anybody dying or Elvis. It's Queen meeting Von Lichten. With my final request of the year, it's a cool tune. We will rock you, and we'll rock you into the new year, time travelers. Be back 5 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday, WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. Time Travel with Chris Earle. Thank you to all my listeners for a glorious 2016 here once again at WMFO. Be back next week. Stay safe, everyone. Happy New Year.
got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will, we will. Waving your banner all over the place. We will rock you. Sing it. We will rock you. Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes. Gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
WMFO Medford.
Give love, give love, give love.
Happy New Year, everybody. You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. We'll start up the new year with George Michael and Queen. See you next week, time travelers. Be safe. Derek Gary's coming up next with a special here at WOW. Enjoy your new year. Happy holidays. Be safe, everyone.